The 1917 Russian Revolution was a burst of idealism, an attempt to create a utopian society that quickly faltered and evolved into the murderous tyranny of life under Joseph Stalin. Artists who lived under Stalin soon learned that their work was under intense scrutiny by the nation's rulers, and the penalty for incorrect ideas could be death. Playwright Mikhail Bulgakov's play Black Snow, a dark comedy, tells the story of an idealistic young novelist, Sergei Maksudov, who learns the cost of independent expression in a totalitarian world. Alex Monty Fox is the director.
Well, Maksudov kind of is a naive idealist who is a veteran of the Russian Civil War. He fought on the losing side. Mm-hmm. And he wants to tell a story. He writes a novel that is not in line with the official history of the revolution, and it somehow miraculously gets published in serial form, but it never gets completely published. And this is very similar to Bulgakov's own life, except, you know, Maksudov, the protagonist, is much more naive and gullible, guileless kind of clown. Mm-hmm. Through some series of some miraculous turn of events, the biggest theater in town wants to adapt his novel into a play, but things go from, you know, that hopeful event of saying, oh, they're gonna, my voice is gonna be heard, to just being completely destroyed by kind of the cult of personality and the people in power who kind of adhere to an autocratic worldview, and they don't want to see or say or have anything said that is new and that contradicts the voice of the leaders.
This was, later described, this is the origin of the term political correctness. This came out of the Stalinist Mao.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, that's, and that's what got you sent to a gulag.
Yes, if you said something that wasn't politically correct. I think the term has a kind of a different meaning now.
Well, I'd say those who use it have lost sight of its origins.
I guess I would agree with that. I mean, it's funny. The play is definitely political, but at its heart, it's a comedy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a comic tragedy. It's definitely a tragic story. It's told through satire. And so most of the play is just funny. It's kind of ha 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 ouch. We're laughing at something that's horrible, like the oppression and the suppression of this person's voice, and the kind of, taking away or the removal of someone's voice and the censoring of the truth, the censoring of stories that are not in line with what the government wants you to say. It's hilarious. I mean, why? I don't know why it's hilarious, but it's we're laughing at ourselves because we acknowledge and we recognize what's going on. And it's also certainly relevant. I mean, people in this day and age can, even though it's taking place 100 years ago, we can certainly identify with despots and autocrats and dictators and authoritarians taking away our right to say certain things and do certain things. But, you know, it's not a heavy-handed play in that we're not beaten over the head with this message. We're sort of laughing at it because we recognize that it's the truth.
Is that a peculiarly Russian sensibility? It's so horrible you have to laugh?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not Russian.
I can think of other examples in Russian literature. That's why I'm asking.
Can you go ahead?
Dostoevsky.
Well, okay. Sure.
An artist, to be an artist, has to be, traditionally has to be free to do whatever, say whatever, a liberated soul, right?
Yes, and it's what's tragic about the play is that, Maksudov, like Bulgakov, wasn't allowed to, and it took many, many years for his masterworks to reach the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. Because he died young, and because he was either censored or stifled or refused publication or production for most of his life when he was working at the Moscow Art Theater. And really, his biggest success while he was alive was this play called Days of the Turbans, which was based on his first novel, The White Guard. Which is, the novel that the novel in the play is based on. And that play, kind of really struggled until Stalin himself actually stepped in and allowed it to be reopened, and it ran for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. even though it was, you know, a play about the losing side of the war told from that perspective, but apparently Stalin really liked it.
Yeah.
Bulgakov's next play, which was about Molière, it was called The Cabal of Hypocrites, or just Molière, went into production at the Moscow Art Theater, and Konstantin Stanislavski kind of took over the rehearsals and drove Bulgakov insane. And because Bulgakov didn't really understand, you know, Stanislavski's new at that time method acting, mm-hmm. where you would rehearse a play for years, Bulgakov went nuts waiting for his play to open. And ultimately, it opened and only ran for 9 performances after a 3-year-long rehearsal process, which for that time was, you know, for Stanislavski, when they did the Chekhov plays, he would rehearse them for 2 years, and that was the right way to do Chekhov if you really want to embrace the method or Stanislavski system. But for Bulgakov, that was insane that you would rehearse a play for that long. Yeah. He just wanted them to rehearse it and put it on.
Yeah.
And so he and Stanislavski had this huge fight, and he was subsequently banished from the Moscow Art Theater, and he couldn't work because he wrote to Stalin again, and this time Stalin would not help him, or at least that's the story. And he was not allowed to leave because he was, you know, stuck there. Ultimately, that's when he decided to return to writing novels and forget about writing plays. So his voice through the theater never really got out in his lifetime because of the autocracy of Konstantin Stanislavski running, this institution of the Moscow Art Theater with a kind of an iron fist that resembles the iron fist of Stalin.
Exactly.
And then finally he's able to write these novels, you know, theatrical novel, which Black Snow is based on, or sometimes it's called The Dead Man's Memoir. And then, of course, the big one that everyone knows about, which is The Master and Margarita. And he writes that right before he dies, pretty young, I think about 49 years old. But that novel doesn't appear, or doesn't get translated and published until the 1960s. So his work while he's alive never really goes anywhere. And it's only because of his family kind of keeping it and that it is able to get translated. And then, of course, the fall of the Soviet Union occurs, and we get a lot more of his work, almost all of his plays, in the 90s. But, of course, for a guy who's writing from the 20s to the 40s, it's pretty hard to believe that, you know, here we are, it's 2018, it's the centennial of the we've just passed the centennial of the revolution, and now we're doing these plays, and they're never more relevant because of, you know, everything that's going on in the world. And certainly as Americans, we're thinking about Russia an awful lot these days.
Do you think Americans today understand just how repressive a Russian society was, say, in the 1930s?
I don't know. I think that the kids that I'm working with are certainly learning about that. I think if you make yourself aware of it, you can sort of empathize and understand and have some perspective on it. I do think that, sadly, you know, we're not that far. Well, I can't say that. I think it's a totally different world now. But certainly all over the world you see, you know, authoritarianism on the rise and people's freedoms. The freedoms, you know, that we sort of take for granted here of the First Amendment being restricted and taken away from people. So I think we can identify, and I think that in its extreme, it's obviously tragic, but the play is a comic tragedy. So I hope that people will come and be able to see themselves in it.
Alex Monty Fox is the director of Mid-Pacific Institute production of Mikhail Bulgakov's Black Snow, a play set during the reign of Joseph Stalin. It runs weekends from this Friday to May 6th at Mid-PAC's Kauai Howe Recital Hall.